This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Pete Duncan, the Macoupin County Clerk. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Thanks for having me on.
Pete, we're going to revisit some items today and also talk about something new for Macoupin County. First off, several months ago, we did an interview concerning vital records and the recording and digitizing of those records, meaning birth, death, marriage, and thought we'd do an update, and maybe you could tell us about where we're at now with that project.
Sure. So back in August, you were kind enough to have me on, and we talked about that project. And at that time, we were hoping that by the end of 2013, all of the marriage licenses and all of the death certificates would have been scanned, indexed, and on the computer. And we're now in the first few weeks here of 2014, and hopefully if anyone's came in for a copy of their marriage license, they've seen that we've got those all the way back from 1829 till the present on the computer and available to print out. And as we speak, we're actually doing quality control on the death certificates. They're all scanned and indexed. We're just going through making sure everything looks right, so hopefully here in the next few weeks those will be up. And then on the births, as of right now, we've got 1955 until the present on the computer ready to go. And we've still got some great volunteers that are going through and getting those other years ready so that they'll be on the computer too.
On the birth records, I know there was a period there because of Social Security. I guess that's one of the things that takes some time. People could amend their birth certificates because they needed it if they wanted to get Social Security later in life.
Exactly. They could amend their birth certificates. They could also come in years later and do what's called a delayed birth certificate. So they could have been born in 1896 but filed their birth certificate in 1940 to get those Social Security benefits. So really, there's in terms of when records were filed, there's a huge increase in the 1930s and 40s, and that's why we've kind of hit a little bit of a speed bump here getting the births finished. But I'm still hopeful that, like I said in August, that maybe by the end of this year, we'll have just about all the births ready to go.
In our previous conversation, you had talked about eventually, I guess you could say for researchers or someone can look them up online. Will that still be coming as well?
That is coming as well, yeah. We're going to have a website where for the records that are available to have a genealogical copy made, which for births would be any that are 75 years or older, which would be 1939 or older. Marriages 50 years or older, that'd be 1964. And then deaths 20 years or older. We'll have those available on a website where you'll sign up for an account. You'll be able to search the indexes of the available years. If you find a record that you think is yours, you'll be able to either enter in your credit card information or print it out and send us in a check. And if you enter in your credit card information, we'll be able to pop it right up on the screen. You'll be able to get your own genealogy copy anytime from your computer without any work from our office or any lag time waiting for us to respond. So that's going to be a great tool, and we're just about done with it, but I'm going to wait until we get the death certificates ready to go before unveiling it so that the marriages and deaths will both be there when it's up and running, and then we'll start adding the birth years as soon as we have some available.
About, I don't know for sure for Macoupin County, but about the 1880s, maybe it was the 1890s, marriage licenses also contained, when we talk about genealogy as we just were, contained a whole bunch of stuff like who were their parents and all that. Will that be available, or will it just be the license itself?
Yeah, what ended up happening when we sent away the marriage licenses, because some of those were just so old that when we were opening them, they were crumbling. So I wanted to bring in some professional vendors that had experience making sure we could preserve those records while we scan them. When we sent them away, a decent handful had the marriage application with it, and so that application has already been scanned. So I would say anywhere from 40 to 50% of the marriage licenses already have the application scanned with it. And what I'm hoping to do is once we get the marriages and the deaths and the births all completed and all ready to go, since those are the ones that people need the most, go back and figure out which ones don't have an application for a marriage with it, and we'll find those applications because those are all kept in the office. Get them scanned in so that all the records would have the license and the application with it. But that's probably a project that's still a little ways down the road.
Now, we talked about a new tool for Macoupin County residents that are interested, I guess you could say, in county government. And it's called the MacoupinBudget.com is where you can go. And if you'd like to tell everybody what that is sort of in detail and what they can do with it, you may do so now.
So at the last week, the 14th County Board meeting, I showed this off to the county board members. The office and I are really excited about this. This is a web site that will allow anybody that's interested to go in, and there's just about 20 years worth of budget data where they'll be able to see what was appropriated, you know, what the board said each department could spend, and then also how much they actually did spend on any given year. And it's completely interactive. There's a little line graph that'll show the ups and downs. You'll be able to get down as specific as you may want to get. You know, for example, if you wanted to see the county clerk's office budget, I pick on myself, you'd be able to click the general fund and go directly to the county clerk and see exactly how much was budgeted for me and my predecessors and how much we spent. And then you'll also be able to get it down to exactly how much was spent, like on things such as salaries and benefits, supplies, equipment, et cetera, et cetera. So it's going to be a great way to really open up the budget process to anybody in the county that's interested in how their tax dollars are being spent. Instead of them having to dig through big reports and audits and get each year's and read each one, this website will allow them to really get a quick grasp on how their money is being spent in a pretty easy-to-use way.
Not to sound technical, but as you said, this contains data going back about several years. Is there like a graph or something that adjusts for the inflation or something like that? Because, you know, money back then went along a lot farther than it does now. Is that sort of incorporated in this, or is that something you'll just have to consider on your own?
That's something that we don't have right now, but that is something that I'm looking into. The folks that I worked with to create this site are a company out of Illinois who've used this kind of software for St. Louis County, the state of Washington, Cook County, and Macoupin's actually the first one that's gone down to the salary and benefits and equipment and supplies level. And we've been talking about more ways to make it useful. And inflation was one of the things we talked about maybe trying to include. So hopefully we'll get that on there at some point.
So once again, for someone who'd like to visit that and look at whomever's department they'd like to look at, what do they do?
All they have to do is visit MacoupinBudget.com. It'll come right up. And once you get there, it's pretty much just click on whatever you're looking for. So it's pretty easy to use. So hopefully there's some folks that are going to find it informative and useful.
Now, one last question before we come to the end of the show, Pete. Of course, this is dealing with the county budget. So for clarification, if somebody wanted to look up something about their township, that's not necessarily included. Would that be correct?
That's correct. Yeah, this would strictly be the county's budget. So it'll only have the county departments and offices. We have on file all the townships and cities and school districts and local governments' budgets and audits each year, but we're going to leave that to them if they want to put it online. With the counties, that's our responsibility, and we want to try to make it as open and transparent as possible.
And with every city and every township and village, I'm sure that would be a task.
That would definitely be a task, absolutely, yeah.
Pete would like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.